Results are back from new standardized tests taken last year by students in New Jersey. Helping us to make the grade is NJ Spotlight founding editor and education reporter John Mooney. John, welcome back to Newsworks Tonight.
My pleasure.
Apparently, they didn't offer any extra credit in this exam. The raw results aren't so good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different metric now. New Jersey has started with the new testing, some online tests. The acronym is PARCC, P-A-R-C-C, and about a dozen states go through it. And this is the first year we've had results. And with a new metric, you're often going to get lower than expected scores. And New Jersey was no exception. We're roughly, 40, 50% of the kids were testing at grade level in terms of this new test in language arts and math, where it used to be a good majority. And the process will start as schools start to adapt to the test and the kids start adapting to the test. And I think you will see them pick up. But first year is often a cliff, and New Jersey was no exception.
Indeed, State Education Commissioner David Hespe cautioned that one has to be careful comparing this test to what it replaced. What did it replace?
New Jersey had a series of tests. They were called NJAS in grades 3 through 8. And then we had a high school test that was given in 11th grade. You know, each of them were about 10 years old in different forms, and they had become known as not being terribly difficult tests. And the new test is clearly raising the bar considerably, which makes those comparisons very difficult.
Was that less than challenging exam part of the calculus for adopting this partnership for assessment of readiness for college and careers?
The sense was coming back from colleges and employers that we weren't asking enough of our high school kids. The United States deals with that as we throw a test at them, and which presumably is, as you set these expectations, kids rise to them. So that there was a big impetus to how this came about. And to be honest, I expect that over the course of the next few years, this test is going to, questions will start being raised whether it's high enough, and you'll see some ratcheting up too. You know, it's a process and a cycle that New Jersey and other states go through every few years.
Nonetheless, are fingers being pointed at who may be accountable for the test not being better than what one might have hoped for this first year?
No, I think I don't think anybody was surprised by this. Now, what we haven't seen yet is some individual school scores and student scores. Those have not come back yet, and that's a few weeks away. And that may get a little dicier. When schools that are used to being high-achieving are all of a sudden this new test is saying, well, maybe only half your kids are hitting grade level in some of these areas, there may be some pushback there, and that is also part of the process.
Is a threshold PARCC score a contingency for graduation?
Not yet, not purely. And the way they're doing it in the high school is subject areas, not grades. So in math, it's geometry and Algebra 1 and Algebra 2. And eventually, the state is going to require a certain number of these tests to be passed to graduate. It is a threshold that can allow you to hit the mark, but New Jersey, for the first few years, is also allowing kids to pass with certain scores on SATs or ACTs. There's a whole set of different options for kids to hit the graduation mark in the next few years. But ultimately, this will be an exit test.
An exit test, but could it also be an entrance test for higher education, much like the SAT?
Some of the colleges are going to be using this right out of the gate as a placement test. It won't be getting you into the school like an SAT. But once you're in the school, instead of having to take an extra test on whether you need to have remedial help or the like, they'll be able to use this test. I know the community colleges are going to do that starting next year, and some of the public colleges have said they will do that. So it will have an impact, but again, we need to sort of see how that fares out, because if enough questions are raised about how good a measure it is, then there may be some adjustments along the way. We really have a very incomplete picture at this point.
So at this point, with some 11 states in the D.C. area participating, is the notion to expand to ultimately include the entire nation?
No, I think it's going the other way. And that number was twice that at one point. A lot of folks are leery about anything national these days when it comes to education, especially on the conservative side. So I don't see this becoming a nationwide test just yet.
John, thanks so much for shedding light on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you, David.
John Mooney is NJ Spotlight founding editor and education reporter. You can hear more of our conversation at newsworks.org.